SBS Radio. Ipinagutos ng federal na pamahalaan sa mga council na idaos ang mga seremonyang pang-citizenship sa 26 ng Enero. Ito ay kasunod ng ang ilang mga munisipalidad ay bumoto na ilipat ang mga kaganapan at nagsabing ito ay kawalan ng paggalang sa katutubong mga tao. Sinuportahan ng ilan ang panukala habang naniniwala ang iba na ang pamahalaan ay hindi sumasabay ng publiko. Narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Samantha Beniac Brooks at Philippa Carish Brook na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Inakusahan ng leader ng Labor, Bill Shorten, ang federal na pamahalaan ng paghahalo ng pampulitikang mga motibo sa usapin ng Australia Day. Ito ay matapos baguhin ng pamahalaang Morrison ang alituntunin sa citizenship o pagkamamamayan na naguutos sa bawat council na idaos ang mga seremonyang pang-citizenship sa Australia Day. Ang bagong alituntunin ay hindi ipatutupad hanggang sa pagsapit ng taong 2020. Sinabi ng Immigration Minister David Coleman na ang lahat ng bagong mga mamamayan ay dapat magkaroon ng pagkakataong maging Australiano sa Australia Day.
Now, at the moment, that's not the case because more than 100 councils around Australia who have people ready to become citizens don't hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. So the people who live in those places don't get the chance to become an Australian on Australia Day.
Ngunit sinabi ng leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten, na ang koalisyon ay namumulitika upang maging masaya ang konserbatibong mga botante.
I think we all know what's happening. It's a couple of weeks before Australia Day. In January, it's a bit of slow news. The government's trying to play a bit of politics. It's what the Conservatives do to keep their base happy. Talk about this. There are 537 councils in Australia. About 530 of them already have citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day.
Mahigit sa 100 mga council ang hindi nagdaraos ng kanilang mga seremonyang pang-citizenship sa 26 ng Enero. Ang ilan ay nagsasabing ito ay dahilan sa init. Ang iba ay naniniwala na mahalagang pumili ng ibang araw dahilan sa sama ng loob na maaaring idulot nito sa katutubong komunidad. Sinabi ng pangunahing grupong kumakatawan sa lokal na pamahalaan at mga council na ang paggigiit ng mga seremonya ay idaos sa Australia Day ay kakaiba. Naniniwala ang Pangulo ng Australian Local Government Association, David O'Loughlin, ng ugnayan sa pagitan ng Australia Day at mga seremonyang pang-citizenship ay kakaiba.
If you want to reinforce Australia Day for being the best for Australia, why wouldn't you start by having all the awards for Australia Day announced on the day? Even the federal government's Australian of the Year award is announced on the night before. And all the state and territories, their governors arrange their awards to be in the weeks leading up to Australia Day.
Ang siyudad ng Yarra ay inalisan ang karapatan nitong magdaos ng seremonyang pang-citizenship matapos na bumoto ang mga konsehal na huwag idaos ang mga ito sa Australia Day. Hinikayat ni Mayor Danae Bosler ang mga council na simulan ang talakayan tungkol sa nasabing issue.
I definitely don't seek to provide advice to fellow councils and councillors about how to do it All I would say is go forth and consult with your community, consult with your local Indigenous elders and make the decision that's right for your community.
Sumasang-ayon ang Reconciliation Australia co-chair Tom Kalma na kailangang talakayin ito.
I think it's important that we start the conversation and really talk about what the 26th of January means to all Australians, what needs to be celebrated in that day.
Ngunit naniniwala si Punong Ministro Scott Morrison na gumagawa lamang ng mga dahilan ang mga council na huwag ituring na mahalaga ang pambansang araw.
Australia Day, of all days, in a country that is the most successful migrant country on earth, should be a day that you should have the opportunity to be provided with your citizenship. Now, if councils don't want to do that, if councils, as we've seen some of them do, want to play games, well, you don't have to run citizenship ceremonies. Other arrangements can be made. But we're not just going to cop people undermining Australia's National Day. It's for all Australians. All Australians.
Sinuportahan din ng Premier ng New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, ang mga pagbabago.
Well, I think it's a natural day for councils to hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. I remember the day my grandmother and other family members became citizens, and it was a day of great pride. I got to have pink lemonade for the first time as a child, and I think most people are excited to become Australian citizens, and what better day to do that than on Australia Day?
Gayun din ng kandidato ng Country Liberal Party para sa Lingyari, Jacinta Price.
We have to be grown up enough to get to that sort of point where we're looking at becoming one as a nation, not fracturing off and being fragmented. I think it's utterly wrong, and I stand behind our Prime Minister on his decision for this.
Sinabi ng lalaking yorta-yorta, Mary Austin, na lahat ng mga Australiano ay dapat magsama-sama sa Australia Day.
It's a past thing that happened. It's all been done. We all just come together, accept us as a community, and people can support. We can all support each other sort of thing, you know?
Sa ilalim ng bagong mga patakaran, ang mga council ay nararapat magdaos ng pangalawang seremonyang pang-citizenship sa 17 ng Setyembre, ang Australian Citizenship Day. Ipinakikilala rin ang bagong pamantayan sa pananamit, ipagbabawal ang mga board short at thongs. Magkakahalo ang pakiramdam ng mga tao tungkol dito.
I think it would kind of ruffle some feathers only because, you know, the whole suit and tie look is quite colonial in some people's eyes. And especially, you know, we're celebrating other people's cultures at these citizenship ceremonies.
Malugod pa rin tatanggapin ang pambansa at mga pangkulturang damit.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au